Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington. Your opportunity to be a beta tester for the WeGo Transit system is starting soon in Nashville.
And that transit system can take you to the Midtown area where a property near Broadwest just sold for $11 million.
And those who seek adventure and fall foliage will want to tune in to what's just outside of the Nashville area.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Funny enough, for the beta tester for WeGo, I'm applying for that. So hopefully I get it. Hopefully we can fix this national transportation issues. If I end up doing it, I will definitely share my adventures and you can share in that too. 615-392-1358. That's where Stuart and I put out exclusive tips, messages, and our adventures, whether it's on WeGo Transit System or whether it's in the fall foliage. And we'll put that out on this community platform. It's a great way that we can engage with everybody who loves exploring Nashville. It is Stuart and I on the other end of this line, 615-392-1358. We can't wait to see you there.
All right, so let's talk about some events happening here in the city of Nashville. You have Chihuly at Cheekwood, and then another event at Cheekwood is Cheekwood Harvest. So if you're looking to get outdoors today in this beautiful fall weather, I would recommend you head to West Nashville and experience Cheekwood.
Also at Headquarters Beercade in downtown Nashville, Tipsy Theater, which is a kind of a good community movie viewing event where you get to have beer, food, and kind of a good action movie. That's Tipsy Theater out in downtown Nashville at Headquarters Beercade. All right, so I talked about WeGo with a beta test happening in Nashville. Really, what they are needing, they're needing riders to test something that I am relieved that they are finally implementing, and that's the ability to ride with only having to use your smartphone, not have to pay cash for a ticket, not have to, you know, try and figure out things
and hold on to your ticket
and hold on to your ticket. And if you they don't have card readers on the buses, so the only way you could pay is with cash. But their beta test is going to be including kind of a QR code system that would let you know if, you know, you had enough fare, because you could reload that that bus fare on your phone. So they're going to need beta testers for that. There's like an email address that you can use in the show notes to email them and just ask them to be a beta tester. I have not gotten an answer back yet, so we'll see if that works. But that changes the game. The ability to do all of that from your phone is something huge. So I'm willing to help out and hopefully, see how it goes. So that's the WeGo quick ticket system that is going into beta test here soon.
All right, so hopefully the WeGo buses will actually go to this area of Midtown. I don't think there's a bus stop right near this area in Midtown.
There may be. There's a bench like right at that intersection.
I think the closest bus stop to this exact location, though, is at that Shell gas station, like right next to that Shell gas station.
That's very true.
And so Scenic Investments LLC paid $11 million for 0.8 acres of property anchored at 1601 Broadway. So there used to be a Beeman dealership right there, and a temporary Lyft, the ride sharing company.
They had a sign there.
Yeah, they had a sign there, but I think it was a holding thing for Lyft scooters. It's right diagonally across from like the Nashville sign.
Yeah,
it's across the street from Broadwest, and supposedly they actually have approval from Metro already to build 440 apartments plus ground floor retail space and a co-working hub named Sound Lab. Construction may start sometime next year, but they have the property now, so they already have the approval for the building. Now it's just, hey, let's start closing this off and building it.
I mean, that area is going fast. I know when we talked about Beeman and the other areas of that car lot, you know, the assets being sold off, and it may take 5 to 6 years for that all of that stuff to be sold. No, there's no way at all that it's going to take anywhere close to that amount of time.
I think in 5 years, everything over there will be developed
or in construction. Yeah, I absolutely agree. There's no way it's going to take that long because things over there are moving very, very fast.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. Find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
All right, let's head over to Explorer's Nashville tip of the day.
For Explorer's Nashville tip of the day, it's a great day to head to the Country Music Hall of Fame, take a tour inside the wonderful museum, learn about the great history of country music, and then also take a tour over at RCA Studio B. I believe they're fully reopened with the Country Music Hall of Fame. Learn the history of Elvis Presley, one of the highest ranking and selling artists in the history of the world. It is such a fabulous experience. I would highly recommend it.
So if let's say that I've listened, this is not true for me, but let's say I've listened to country music all my life. I knew 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s country. What can I learn at the Country Music Hall of Fame that I won't get just from kind of just understanding the country music culture and listening to it?
Well, I think the one of the greatest things is you learn like the history of country music, like where it started in the back mountains of Appalachia and Virginia, and like you learn the American country music. Like, hey, it started more with like Western African music, and then it converted into what we know as U.S. country music today. And it goes through the timeline of history of what country music would have looked like 200 years ago to today.
And you know, we're not going to leave you hungry after a long tour at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Stuart, where's a good place for people to go grab some lunch after this tour?
So one of the best places in downtown Nashville is actually called the Southern Steak and Oyster. And this is considered one of the best places in all of Nashville, and I don't think we've talked about it much here on the podcast.
That's because we don't spend the money to go and eat there that often.
That's exactly the case. But they have a great brunch. They have a hot chicken salad that starts off at $18. They have a Southern burger. They have Southern fried egg sandwich, which sounds fantastic. Just fried eggs and a sandwich together. It just sounds so good.
Yeah, it does.
They have the Highway, which is fried chicken breast on a waffle. And this is one I've had a few times at the Southern Steak and Oyster, and it's some of the best chicken and waffles I've ever had.
Ooh, there you go. All right, take a Country Music Hall of Fame tour. Learn about the amazing history behind the country music genre, and then go grab some lunch at the Southern Steak and Oyster. That is Explorer's Nashville tip of the day. We hope that this fall and with these few episodes that we're doing about the fall foliage in Middle Tennessee, that it is getting you in the season for fall. And one of the things I know when I get in the season for fall and winter is I like to drink, you know, not just a morning coffee, not just your midday coffee, but your nighttime coffee. Yes, I am that person who drinks coffee at night. And, you know, sometimes it will keep me awake for hours and sometimes it will do nothing. Isn't biology wonderful?
That is not the case for me. I have to drink decaf after 3 p.m. If not, I'm up until like 5.
Well, one of the good things about if you are a multiple hot drinker per day, if that even makes sense.
Hot cider?
Yeah.
Hot
tea. I mean, there's plenty of hot chocolate. Like, this is the time to live it up. And, you know, one of the things you can't have too many of are coffee mugs inside of your cabinet. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. But that's why you need a limited edition Nashville Daily coffee mug that's available for all new Patreon subscribers. And to learn how to do that, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Another great perk of being a Patreon subscriber, you get an early release of the Nashville story episode. So go ahead and take care of that. Make sure you get that mug inside of your cabinet before it really gets cold and you need some more mugs. Head on over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
All right, we're talking about some more fall foliage, and we're going to be covering within an hour, like, so state parks within an hour of Nashville that have some of our opinion the best foliage in Middle Tennessee.
If you missed the in Nashville areas to experience fall foliage, that's on yesterday's episode. I would encourage you guys to go and listen to that as well. Now we're taking you outside of Nashville, you know, anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour or so. And we're going to start with somewhere that's in the closer range, just on the east side of the county. This is Long Hunter State Park.
Yes, this is probably about 25 minutes if there's no traffic from downtown Nashville, maybe 35. It literally depends. It depends on if you stop at Chick-fil-A like I do every time before I go to this park.
And only Google Maps or Siri could take that into consideration.
Yeah, like I'm gonna stop at Chick-fil-A.
As a default, find the nearest Chick-fil-A because I'm going to be stopping at
it. Yeah, I'm going to be stopping at it and then going to this park. Actually, so I either stop at the Chick-fil-A or I stop at the Dollar General beforehand to grab some drinks and like a snack.
So I like the Sonic that's out that way, but I don't get cell service at that Sonic for some reason.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, but, you know, Sprint.
Yeah,
so,
whatever. You know. All right, so this is Long Hunter State Park, and this is a state park that's actually on Percy Priest Lake. And it's a beautiful, beautiful park. And the reason I like it in the fall is because you do get photos of the lake and the fall foliage. And it's a super unique photo. And some of the trails back there, especially in the fall with the deer and the leaves falling and the deer just running, it's just a great area to go in the fall.
Well, I think the trails in Long Hunter State Park are really nice. Whether you want to be lakeside or whether you want to kind of walk through the state park a little bit, there's a really cool spot where it's a trail close to kind of that visitor's entrance where you walk maybe about a mile into this little kind of... I don't know
cove?
How to. Yeah, it's a little cove, but you actually see the bridge going over the lake to the right.
Yeah.
As you walk in there, there's a little bit of a shoreline, and you get to see outwards for a few miles while also, you know, kind of being in the woods on your walk there. And it's a short hike, so it's not too bad if you just want a quick sunset hike in Long Hunter State Park. So another place we have for you is on the opposite side of the county, past the Davidson County line, and that's Montgomery Bell State Park.
Yeah, so Montgomery Bell State Park is around 45, 50 minutes away from Nashville. You go through the town of Dixon, and then you
which you should stop
there.
At Dixon Donuts if you're going that way.
Yeah, it's just a great, great park. And the thing I love about this park is this is a place that you can truly stay overnight because of the cabins in the hotel that they have on property.
Yeah, that's nice.
And the cabins are phenomenal. I've stayed in those cabins, I think, for like a week one time.
Oh, really?
But it was like separated in like two-day increments. But the cabins were great, and there is a very small like reservoir there. I don't know if it's classified as a lake.
It's kind of like a dam reservoir area.
Yeah. But the coolest thing I love about Montgomery Bell is there's the trail that literally goes around the entire reservoir, and mm-hmm. you can walk the entire thing. And the photos look fantastic if you're into taking photos in the fall.
We went there last fall,
yeah.
and we did not regret it. It was even raining.
It was raining, and we were on the trail, so
it was
great.
And we did not mind it because it looked good. It was kind of at the beginning of fall as well. You know, one of the things I like about Montgomery Bell State Park is the trees are just so tall there. Like, it's a great forest that they've built a park into there. So I really enjoy going to Montgomery Bell State Park.
Another park, it's almost exactly 60 miles away from downtown Nashville, and this is Old Stone Fort.
Yeah, so the full long official name is Old Stone Fort State Archaeological Park.
It's a tongue twister.
It is, and
we have an entire episode dedicated.
Yeah,
we
will link the episode in talking about the history of Old Stone Fort. We actually interview somebody from Old Stone Fort to talk a little bit more about the history of there. Which it's if you're into historical parks, Old Stone Fort is going to be the place for you in the fall. Also, a great feature of Old Stone Fort: waterfalls, trees, trails. If that is kind of pushing the right buttons, then Old Stone Fort State Archaeological Park is where you will want to be this fall.
So there's three waterfalls on property, and they're stunning. There's one waterfall that if you can get to it and you can see the actual, like, I think it would be considered like a cove drop of waterfalls, like it's a line of waterfalls.
Yeah.
It's stunning. We'll actually be posting that photo on our Instagram today.
Also, if you're into ecological history, it's on the Duck River, which is one of the most biodiverse rivers in the world.
It's an amazing place, and it's down towards Manchester, Tennessee, which has a very interesting Dunkin' Donuts that has Tesla or the electric cars charging ports if you're looking for a very interesting Dunkin' Donuts.
Not just one. It has like this Dunkin' Donuts has like a conference room in it with and Tesla chargers outside. It's very interesting.
Very, very interesting. All right. So then another park that's around, and this is not just a park. This is a whole area. This is Center Hill Lake. This is exactly almost 60 miles as well from Nashville. But the Center Hill Lake, the thing I love about Center Hill Lake, and it's different from Radnor Lake or Percy Priest, is the amount of rolling hills on the lake. This is a man-made lake. Edgar Evans State Park on the Center Hill Lake is a beautiful, beautiful park, but there's so many trails. There's kayaking. There's canoeing. You can literally spend days and days at Center Hill Lake.
Yeah, so, I mean, a few of these are going to be great choices if you want to spend more than one day in these locations. I know if they don't offer like the cabins and stuff like that, I know Old Stone Fort has camping on site, and I think either they're in construction or they've just finished redoing their campsite. So, I mean, you'll want to check on that stuff, but plenty of opportunity to experience fall foliage just outside of Nashville and have a really, really good time doing it, enjoying the fall of Middle Tennessee. And so I hope you enjoyed our list of things just outside of Nashville. On tomorrow's episode, we're going to go even further outside of Nashville for those of you who are a little bit more risky with your adventures and you want to get outside of the city even more. So stay tuned tomorrow for that. Now, today's local artist is Violet Lavelle, and her song Say It is going to be played here, and that's featuring Decree, who was on one of our previous podcast episodes. So two very amazing artists collaborating on this very, very cool song that we have for you in just a second. You can find Violet Lavelle on Spotify with the link in the show notes. You can also follow all of these artists and listen to a great playlist that we put together called the Nashville Daily Artist of the Day playlist. That's on Spotify, and the link for that is in the show notes. A little bit about Violet Lavelle. She's been in Nashville for 9 years. That's awesome. Been in Nashville for 9 years, and to not be a native and be in Nashville for that long as an artist is actually a really, really cool thing, because not many people have. One of Violet's favorite restaurants in Nashville is a place called Nikki's Coal Fired.
Yeah, so this is a restaurant that's found in the Nations, and it's a pizza restaurant, and I believe they cook everything with coal. So Santa must be really nice to them during Christmas time.
Nah, you gotta be naughty to get the coal. But here is Violet Lavelle featuring Decree. This is their song, Say It.
This tension got my attention, cause all I want is you. Feeling miles away for no reason, tell me what to do. Never thought that I'd be the type to be looking through your phone at night. If we're both wrong, it don't make it right. Different place. I try to speak, but lately you won't hear me anyway. How did we get here? Hard to imagine when things change. Should've known nothing ever stays the same. If you wanna know the truth, I'd do anything for you. Honest, I'm not over this. If you're down, we'll call it quits.
We'll be right back.
And that was Say It with Violet Lavelle featuring Decree.
Such a fun song, and it feels like a summertime song, but this is definitely fall.
Yeah, you can still enjoy it and jam out to it in the fall. Links in the show notes for their Spotify's. Make sure to go give them a follow, and make sure to stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. We'll take you out of Nashville even further for some more fall foliage.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.